After the virus. After the battle. After the rebuilding. What happens next?
Without Dean there to protect him, Brian is weak.
If I hear bullet one more time, I'm gonna put a bullet in my iPod.
Where is Dave Noisy?
Not another Frank Black to back.
There's no escape. This is becoming a Nickelback podcast.
No!
We did it. You're from New Jersey. Shut up about it.
28 podcasts later. Coming right now. To speakers near you.
With all apologies for the zombie fans out there, my name is Brian. Welcome to the FrankBlack.net podcast. Today I'm here with you for the third of our four April podcasts, getting this one in just under the wire so we can get the fourth one out in April. This has been a crazy month for our server. There's been issues with our feed, all sorts of stuff, but hopefully we have it all sorted out so you guys can enjoy some podcasty goodness. I also apologize for the speed of my talking last podcast. I was a bit caffeinated after about 40 days of no coffee, having some coffee again, sort of zipped me right up there, and I'm probably talking fast now. But not as fast as I was during our 27th podcast. Anyway, hope everything's good with you guys today. This is a non-themed podcast, just playing some songs I thought went well together, songs I haven't heard in a while, songs I hope you guys will enjoy. So, starting out, we have a song from Cult of Ray, which I just listened to in its entirety for the first time in a while. I was in Florida with my father for a short little vacation to see some spring training baseball and to visit some family, and I went walking while my dad took a nap, and I had my iPod on, and I decided, you know, Cult of Ray is what I want to listen to today, and I hadn't heard it all through in a while, and I was sort of struck by just its simplicity and how really underrated that album is. So here's a song that has one of my favorite lines in it that I say a lot, which is, I like distortion when I bar chord. This is Jesus Was Right from the Cult of Ray.
Maybe on the street, maybe on the beach, maybe I'll see you at the mall. Jesus was right, yeah, I don't wanna fight at all, at all. I wanna be alone, I wanna be inside my headphones. I skip a time for this and think it's out for television. I distortion when I barcode a lonely parking lot when I ride on my board. Maybe I'm on the beach, maybe I'm
was Palace of the Brian from Trompe Le Monde, the final, as of this point, Pixies album. I always like to throw that little clarifier in there because, you know, the minute the Pixies make a new album, someone's going to call me out on, that's not the last Pixies album. So I always say, up to this point. Coming up now, we have a song that was first debuted live in early 2002, and I had the privilege of hearing it in Pittsburgh, PA, where I was living at the time, and being very struck by it at the time, thinking its name was The Sign, then thinking it was something else. But it turns out that song is called Massif Central. And what's interesting about this song is that there is a new Frank Black best of coming out in June, and it is one of the songs featured on there. And on the Cooking Vinyl website, Frank Black did a little interview about all the different albums he's released in the 10 years this retrospective covers, which is 1993 through 2003. And here is what he has to say about Massif Central. Massif Central was a prophetic song. It described what I was going to do in my life in the near future. I'm going to skip out on the States and go to France and find a new woman and live in Massif Central, which I find lovely and haunting. Because that's how I was feeling. Happy and haunted and lonely yet full of life. I didn't make it to France, though. I met this chick in the middle of Oregon, and that's where I am today. So as you can imagine, this song has a lot of meaning for me. That's what he has to say about this song. We're going to hear a great version from the Christmas compilation. I think this is an absolutely brilliant solo reading of the song. Just lots of emotion, lots of real character to it. It's a great piece. So anyway, here it is, Massif Central from Christmas.
I've no number if you want to call Massif Central. There's an ivy crawling on my gate. I stay up late. I thought I'd take a chance and forget about the States. Yeah, I thought I'd gravitate to the hills of central France. And so I left the world below, and into the rocks I climbed. And now I'm living in the cold, but I'm looking for the sign. Yeah, that's the sound of a love behavior. Oh, that's the sound that I'm looking for. I seen you at the movies, and I seen you at the store. And if I stare a little more, that's 'cause you move. And I can see it in your eyes, and I can hear when you talk. Darling, when I see you walk, oh, you look so very nice. Yeah, that's the sound of your love behavior. Ooh, that's the sound. Oh, that's the sound.
a sign that I'm looking for. It sure is cold here in the summer, and I haven't got a number. But the sky is very bright, and the sun is very clear, and I can smell it in the wind, 'cause I guess that it's the time. And I just saw the way you grinned. Yeah, you were giving me the sign. Yeah, that's the sign of her love behavior. That's the sign that I'm looking for. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's the sign of your love behavior. Oh, that's the sign that I'm looking for. Must yours at night. That is my promise. Have some wine. Please don't run away.
That song is in honor of Mr. Michael Goldsmith, friend of the podcast, known around the FrankBlack.net forums as Sirakabai, who got accepted to an excellent college, and I'm not going to blow up his spot with what college, but it's a good one, kids, trust me, and congratulations, Michael. We're going to miss you in New Jersey, but I know you'll be back. Good old Jersey boy that Michael is. Anyway, that was Sir Rockabye from the Hello Recording Club EP. The Hello Recording Club was something set up by John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants, where they would do an EP every month. It was a subscription club, and it's no longer in existence, but Frank Black and Eric Trufeldman recorded an excellent EP, including that song, Callous Dance, Space Is Gonna Do Me Good, and the song I would most like to play on this podcast, if legal rights were not an issue, which is Frank Black's version of Duke of Earl, which is just absolutely stunning. Fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway, now we have a good old feature on this show, the Frank Black to Back.
Not another Frank Black to Back.
We're going to hear two versions of a song, and neither one of them is the original studio version. We're going to hear the Pixies at the BBC recording of Levitate Me, which is a great, great Pixies song. The final song on Come On Pilgrim, initially. And then we're going to hear the Frank Black Francis reworking of it with the Two Pale Boys, which this record didn't get a lot of respect when it came out, and I think it's still pretty much not the most popular of the Frank Black albums. But I think if you take it for what it is, which is just a compilation, a companion piece to the demos that were on disc one, it's actually pretty interesting, and I enjoy the Two Pale Boys and their work with David Thomas of Pere Ubu. So I enjoy this piece, and hopefully you will also. This is Frank Black to Back with Levitation.
Levitate me. the real El Rey. Oh, so they say, so many claim to be king. I'm going back to Manchester, England. I'm gonna learn me to sing, but I'll be way out there on the English moor, where so many claim to be king. I'm gonna be. I'm going down there to Globe, Miami. I'm going up on the heaps of slag. 'Cause a bottle of cold Bohemia, that's the best water I ever had. Manchester, England. I'm gonna learn me to sing, but I'll be way out there on the English moor, where so many claim to be king. That's the best water I ever had.
That was The Real El Rey from Disc 2 of Fastman Raiderman, which came out last summer. All right, guys, that about does it for this podcast. We're going to end it off now with a song, one of my initial picks when we started doing this podcast, of songs that we felt were underrated. Dean and I put together these lists of songs that we would every week do an underappreciated Frank Black song that we each felt was, you know, he'd pick one, I'd pick one. But we quickly abandoned that simply because it was a bit constrictive, and we wound up doing so many theme shows based on different things that it just didn't work out anymore. But now that I'm running the ship on myself, I'm trying to, you know, throw in a few more of those underappreciated Frank Black classics. And I think this is one of those that doesn't get talked about that much, but it's a great song. It's from Frank Black's favorite Frank Black album, which is Devil's Workshop, and it is called The Scene. So I bid you adieu until early next week, the last day of April. We'll have a special podcast with a very special guest. Have a good week, guys. Bye-bye.